This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, so many people want to know ways to lose weight. It's still a hot topic, regardless that the first of the year has passed, but now, of course, people still want to know, what can I do? I want to tell you something. That really what it comes down to are some basic concepts. And really, if you stick with the basics like anything else in life, then you can be successful. So a couple of things you want to think about. Number one, you want to move. Man, it sounds like common sense, but it's true. You know, the average person sits about 6 to 8 hours a day or more, whether it's behind the job, behind the wheel, whatever it might be, and people sit. Now, studies have shown that if you sit longer than 6 hours, 6 hours or longer, you start to shave years off your life. The body was designed to move. So we got to get out and get moving. So burning calories is more than just the formal workouts. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Here's some ways you can get in those extra calories. Of course, park your car at the end of the parking lot. Stop driving around in circles looking for a place up front. Really get your butt out of the car and walk. My goodness. Take your dog for a longer walk. And, of course, get up and visit coworkers' desks instead of sending emails. I think you need to send the emails because you'll start chit-chatting and that'll cut into work time, but that's because I'm a business owner. Anyway, plan more activities such as playing soccer with your kids in the backyard or power walking with your friends at the mall. And that doesn't involve sitting still, so if you think about it, there are plenty of reasons every day to get up and get moving. That's a chapter in my book, by the way, Get Moving, Make It Happen. Now, pumping iron is a big one. This is one of my favorites. This is where you'll find me just about every morning. Burning fat efficiently boils down to one thing, building more muscle. A major key to revving up your metabolism is muscle mass. Well, the reason muscles demand more energy from your body than fat does, the more muscle you add to your body, therefore, the more calories you'll be burning throughout the day. So add about 15 minutes of strength training exercises like lifting dumbbells or doing crunches, lunges, and squats. To your fitness plan, do this 2 or 3 times a week in addition to plenty of cardiovascular training. Now, another one that's really good are squeezing in the little mini workouts. You know, the amazing thing is 10 minutes a day, literally surge training type workouts at 10 minutes a day, they have shown in study after study after study that you can get just as much out of a high intensity type surge workout due to the effects it has on your hormones than you can even with like a 45-minute workout. So even those little 10-minute workouts can help make a big difference. So if it's a brisk walk around the block or jumping down to some push-ups and some stretches or some jumping jacks, whatever it is, make it happen. All right, when it comes to eating, here we go. I've got a newsflash for you. This is rocket science. Portion control. A few extra bites here and there may seem like no big deal, but think about it. Not paying attention to the portion size over and over again can completely sabotage your diet. No matter how strong your efforts are, that's so critical is to make sure your portions are small. Now, if you really crave food and you're always just so hungry you can't even control it, if you drink about an 8-ounce glass of water 20 to 30 minutes before a meal, it'll create a stretch reflex in the stomach, telling you your body is full. That's a great way to cut down. Now, eating breakfast is a big one. I don't know how many people I talk to here on the show and just throughout our business, emails and phone calls, and they say to me, you know, one thing I do is I always skip breakfast. You know, this really is, it's not just something mom taught you because she wanted you to eat when you were a kid. Like, medically, it really is a big deal when you skip breakfast. Because here's what happens. You sleep for 6 to 8 hours, so you're fasting, basically. You don't eat any food. Well, most people don't, unless you sneak up in the middle at 2 a.m. and you're eating Ben and Jerry's and no one knows about it. Yes, I'm talking to you. So, let's say you sleep through the night and you get up in the morning and you don't eat. Well, your body has just gone through a fasting state. Now, you're resting, so you're not really burning up a lot of muscle tissue. But if you jump out of bed, get a cup of coffee, and don't eat till lunch, or just eat like a granola bar, you're setting yourself up for all kinds of health issues, everything from diabetes by not eating enough and then throwing in a bunch of sugar. You're setting yourself up for an inflammation in the digestive tract and a host of other issues because your body's going to begin to slow down its metabolism. It's going to think it's starving, or starvation mode, as they call it, and it'll begin to hold on to fat and burn up muscle tissue. Actually, you live off your muscle tissue first, and the body will hold on to fat. It's part of an innate mechanism that it has. So just focus on eating breakfast on a regular basis. Make it small. You know, doing a smoothie every single day is great. We have something called Daily Meal Complete. It's a complete organic meal replacement. You can go to the website, check it out, go to asashow.com, and you can see that there. But that's what I do. I like getting up in the morning. I'm always on the move. I move quick. I work out in the morning. Got a lot going on. So I wanted something very simple. You can add fresh berries to it. You can add yogurt to it and really spice it up if you want to. But it's a great way to make a smoothie in the morning, kale leaves, whatever you want to do. It's phenomenal for your overall health. And it's easy. Don't do the cereal. Don't do the bagel. Don't do the breakfast sandwich at the fast food place. You don't need to. If you want something quick, make a smoothie in the morning with everything that you need and get out the door. Breakfast, critical. All right, drinking more water. It's a big one. So, again, not rocket scientists, but close, really. Drinking more water is a simple change you can make. It requires no equipment and costs you absolutely nothing but a little bit of effort. Come on now. And don't worry about peeing all the time. So what are you waiting for? Start guzzling. Not only is hydrating your body with clean, fresh water vitally important for your health, but it can also actually help you lose weight. We often mistake thirst or hunger. So upping the water intake will actually naturally help you feel more satisfied, curbing the urge to do any in-between meal snacking. And more water also is tasty and appealing. It's also been shown that drinking more water will help you lower body fat, and also support the body in other mechanisms. And if you don't like the taste of it, you can add lemon and lime, put a little stevia in there, and it'll taste like lemonade or limeade. I do it all the time. So find the fun back in fitness. And if you don't like working out, you don't like exercise, you don't want to play tennis, you just don't want to work out at all, don't like it, don't like activity, you'd rather sit on the couch and eat bonbons. Well, really, for exercise, you've just got to get moving. I don't care what it is. Mountain biking, trail hiking, swimming, dancing, you know, golf, skiing. Just don't count gardening as one. That drives me crazy. Well, you know, Dr. Ace, I garden. Okay, well, that's great. Go pick your, your snap peas out of there. But we got to get your butt moving. So we got to get out and do some exercise. Walking, just go out to your mailbox and back, walk around the neighborhood. Go to the mall. If it's snowing outside where you live, go to the mall and just make it happen. Get moving and have fun with it. Take a friend. Get an accountability partner. It makes a big difference. Snacking is another one. Eat small snacks in between your meals. I always say 3 meals a day, 2 to 3 snacks in between. Literally, it can be something simple like sliced turkey, picking nuts and fruits, some veggies, whatever it is. It'll keep your metabolism running on a regular basis. It'll cut down on the body's ability to go into starvation mode. That's a real key. So there's some tips to keep the metabolism up and to burn those calories. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget, you can also check out on the web. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. You're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, then, of course, we've got a network of folks that we're growing all around the country. So we want to make sure you can find who you need. We've got great team members to help you along the way. Check us out at the website as well. It's going to go to the lines and talk with Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call. Sure. My phone's about to die, so I'm going to try to make this really quick.
Okay.
I was a caregiver for my parents for 11 years. My parents were old enough to be my grandparents, and at the point in time that my mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia, I didn't have anything, you know, really important going on in my life. So what I did is I was visiting my parents, and, you know, when my mother had a stroke, and while I was visiting, she had another stroke, and I realized that my dad was going to need help. And I, with his permission, I moved in with them and took care of them for 11 years, so they passed away. Now, I have dealt with anxiety attacks, grief, and basically, like, I just came to the point where I evaluated my life and life in general. I came to the conclusion that I'm going to really appreciate the stuff that's important in life and that's not important. And I've come to find that a lot of the stuff that's not important is that what our society values. And it creates a lot of stress with me. I'm accomplished at what I do, but at the same time, I deal with a lot of frustration and anger because I feel that a lot of my employers expect more from me than I think is justifiable. I'm working in a retirement home now, and I'm putting in 40 hours regular time, anywhere from 50 to 60 hours overtime. I'm getting paid well, but I'm completely burnt out.
Mm-hmm. So your goals are what for your health? Are you trying to figure out how to find balance in it all? Is that kind of...
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like... It's hard to draw the line with my employers and tell them, you know what, I need a couple of days off because they'll say, well, by law, you have a right to have a couple of days off. But at the same time, I'm the only maintenance man to the facility that has 51 rooms with about 78 people. I have to address all of their issues, which is great. And I love the people that I work for, the residents. They're great people.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God that I have, you know, the heart of the Lord. Because I feel compassion for them, and I take extra time to make sure that their life is comfortable and good. But it's like my supervisors are all CEOs. They're like, it's all about money.
Sure.
And it's getting to the point where I'm on the verge of, like, not a nervous breakdown, but I'm like, I think about going to work, and it used to be, like, fun. Because I can look forward to, like, dealing with the people that I live, that I work with,
mm-hmm.
and making their life comfortable. And now it's just like, I feel like I'm walking into Godzilla's cave. You know, it's like, it's just,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love people. You know, I'm a very compassionate person. My prayer that the Lord gave to me is I say, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help me to see the world and humanity through your eyes. I pray that you would give me strong hands like Jesus as a carpenter, but yet compassionate and healing as a servant of God and a healer. I pray that you give me the wisdom of Solomon, the courage of David, and that you would direct my feet by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's wherever I go that the Holy Spirit would direct my feet. That
Amen.
Is my prayer.
That's a good prayer. I mean, it's a powerful prayer. And are they giving you, are you 7 days a week right now?
Oh, you know what? I've been working there since the end of January, up until
7 days
today,
a week.
And yesterday I had the day off, and I had one other day off between that time, and I've been working there, I'm not kidding, about like 7 o'clock in the morning till 12 at night.
I would just tell them, I would have a meeting with your supervisor, and I would just very kindly talk to them and say, you know, just have a conversation, say, look, I love my job, I love what I do. I love serving all these people here, and I realize that, you know, just have a conversation. I realize that you guys need me working all this time, but here's the deal. Say, you know, for me, it's very important that I have one day off a week, period. One full day off a week. If you guys need me to work 6 days, then that's fine. But I would do one day off a week, and then one weekend a month have, you know, two days off, minimum. And just tell them that's what I have to have to still be productive for you guys. And say it kind of goes along with my belief system as well. And I'd like for you guys to respect that. Have a conversation with them. You know, you don't have to be a jerk about it. But you can just be, you know, be kind of frank with them. Like, look, you know, have fun with all that. If I walk out the door and try and find someone else that'll work as hard as I am, it's kind of what you're saying, but be really kind about it and be really, you know, sincere and just let them know. A lot of times you can have these bent frustrations and you may think that no one else cares or these, you know, the CEOs are all about money and they don't care, but maybe they don't know. You know, if you have an actual conversation with them where you lay this out for them, you know, they may just hear you. Most CEOs are pretty level-headed, and if they know that you're working, you know, and you can kind of detail that out for them, you know, they'll be pretty compassionate about it and probably give you that time. But you have to do that to protect yourself, because I'm assuming just by listening to you that you're the kind of person that will just not really say anything and let it build up on the inside until you explode. Is that right?
My supervisor, are you there?
I'm here.
And I tried to explain this to him, just basically what you told me. You know, I was like talking to him, and I said, I need help. I need it. I'm the only maintenance man in this facility. I need help. And he says, he goes, I know you do. I know you do. I said, well, what are we going to do about that? He goes, well, you just got to suck it up, and you just got to hit it hard and just work harder, and we'll try to find somebody to help you.
Well, what I would do, this is my kind of my final point to you. If you've already had that conversation with the supervisor, go to the next level up, because you didn't get anywhere with him. Have the same conversation and just let them know if they're not going to work with you on it and you're burning out that hard, you got to let them know and then come up with get to someone that can make the decision, because it's too vital for your health.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, Americans, they're saying, are living longer. Even with everything going on, and with us hearing all about the rise of heart disease and cancer, hopefully a lot of this stuff that we're doing in the media, all of us that are out here teaching every single day, whether it's television or radio, is making a difference. Well, hopefully. Americans now, they're saying the life expectancy is going from 78.6 years to 78.7 years. So it's gone up, you know, a little bit. But U.S. death rates have dropped 0.5% between 2009 and 2010. Of course, several years ago. But, you know, the lowest rate ever we're seeing now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Center for Health Statistics said recently that both heart disease and cancer stubbornly remain in place as the nation's leading killers. The death rates here have declined as well. The report, based on 98% of death certificates from 50 states and the District of Columbia, in many regards, I think the health of the nation is improving and people are living to an older age, so that's good news. Dr. David McClellan, who's the acting regional chair of Family and Community Medicine at Texas A&M Health Science Center, he said, but we're starting to see age-related diseases have more prominence. For instance, aspiration pneumonia often happens when people get old enough to be debilitated enough to where they can't swallow. This could be due to dementia or the aftermath of a stroke. There's also a long way to go in terms of combating the epidemic of smoking, obesity, poor diet, and exercise, he said. If we could get the smoking epidemic under control, we'd probably see the numbers improve even more. So another expert was even more optimistic. This is good news, they said. We're making major progressions in cancer and heart disease through decreases in smoking and other lifestyle choices. Statins are also playing a part in reducing death rate from heart disease, they say. While cancer screening is also helpful to save lives, Brooks added, he says there are slight shuffles in rankings in the cause of death. Homicide fell out of the top 15 category for the first time in 1965, replaced by pneumonitis. Well, kidney disease and pneumonia, influenza, switch places, with the former now eighth and the latter ninth. Pneumonia and influenza have really dropped a lot. Several years ago, they were the sixth leading cause of death, and now Dr. Michael Niederman, who's at Winthrop University Hospital in New York, he said, to me it's very encouraging because we're dealing with older populations where many patients frequently have pneumonia, but this affirms the national priority on immunization, both influenza and pneumococcal. The other leading cause of death in order was, of course, chronic lower respiratory diseases, strokes, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, kidney disease, suicide, septicemia, liver disease, hypertension, and Parkinson's. Many of these diseases are clearly related to the aging population, and death rates are also declined for influenza and pneumonia. But meanwhile, death rates increased for five of the top 15. Parkinson's disease, pneumonitis, liver disease, and cirrhosis, of course, topped the charts. The death rate for HIV and AIDS, which, of course, is not among the 15 leading causes of death in America, has declined by 13%. That's good news. There's also good news in infant mortality rates. Dr. Susan Steinbaum, a preventive cardiologist with Lenox Hill Hospital, New York, cautioned to get too excited about the findings. She said, this is good news. I don't think it's great news, she said. With the increased incidence in obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure and high cholesterol, we're going to start seeing people get sicker younger. I agree with that. Totally agree. And with obesity being where it is and growing in staggering rates right now, we have to get in and make a difference. We have to get in and put a dent in all of this so we can go to the next level. That's my hope, is that we really can truly see changes in people's lives so we can go to that next level. That's the key. Benjamin Franklin comes in with our quote for the day. He says, anger is never without reason, but seldom with a good one. I love it. Very true. If you're angry, stop it. Stop being so angry. Why are you so angry? As Medea would say, stop being so angry at everybody. And let it go. Forgive. And help your own health out. When you're angry at other people, it only puts yourself in a prison and creates a nightmare for your own self. And it's going to hurt your own health. So practice the power of forgiveness. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to go now to Richard. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show. Hello, Richard. Welcome.
How you doing, sir?
Living well. What's up?
For about 2 years now, I've been having problems with my legs from the back of my knee down. It's like when I try to go to sleep or something, they're like all over the place, or I got to move them or get up and walk around. But now that same sensation has moved between my bicep and my forearm on both arms. So I have the same feeling in my legs and in my arm. And then when I try to go to sleep, they're like all over the place. You know, I like, well, I'm not going to move them, but they move on their own.
Right.
Right.
How long has it been going on?
My legs, maybe 2 years, but my arms, past year, 6 months.
And who have you seen for it?
I haven't seen anybody.
Okay. And how come? Just feel
I
like
just
it
don't
would
have
go away on its own?
Resources to do anything like that.
Yeah, but you've got to come up with
insurance and stuff.
Well, if you go talk to a doctor's office, you'll find an office that'll do an office visit for less than $100. And it's worth it to go in and actually talk to them. I mean, you could have a mineral deficiency. It could be something pretty basic. But, you know, you definitely want to go in and have it looked at so you can have that ruled out that it is something basic. I mean, that's the first thing you want to do. I would go and see just your primary care physician, family doctor. Go in and tell them. Just say, you know, I'm really struggling. Don't have any insurance right now, what can you do for a cash visit? Most doctors will see you at some level between about $75 and $100. And it'll be worth every penny because you go in, if it is something that looks needs to be looked into further, they can give you options. But if it's not, they can look at it right then and, of course, give you a diagnosis and you can come up with ways to work on it. Now, I will tell you another option that you might want to look at, especially because it's in the region that it is, with the legs and arms, it could be nerve-related. And if it is, you might want to go see a chiropractic physician who, because the reason is, if it is nerve-related, you get some degeneration, say, in the lower neck and the lower back. Well, those nerves go to all the different muscles and connective tissues down in the legs and in the arms, believe it or not. And so it could be something as simple as that that needs to be worked on. And once they get in and they get that figured out, then, of course, you can go from there. But that's what I would do. I would look down that route first and have someone be able to actually, you know, give you some advice that way. Because when you got generalized pain like that and it's been around for a little while, you definitely want to just know. You don't want to, if it doesn't just kind of come and go and it lingers, that's when you got to be careful. So I would encourage you to do that. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, you ever see someone yawn? Or you've been around someone that yawns? And believe it or not, I've started to read this article, and I've yawned just a minute ago. Pretty funny. So why is it contagious? So you're in the meeting at work, driving, or relaxing at home, and you know, you think about yawning. Well, next thing you know, your mouth's stretching wide, you're inhaling deeply, and you don't know why. Well, the answer is yes. It's because, of course, you know, scientists know that the simple fact in thinking about yawning can trigger that part of the brain, the hypothalamus, that trips the involuntary response. That we know, but exactly why adult humans, babies, and even fetuses and most animals yawn is still a subject of much scientific debate. University of Geneva researcher Adrian Gussenberg, a physician who wrote a recent article about yawning in the journal Neuroscience and Behavioral Reviews, yawning has been a subject of speculation for centuries. In the 4th century BC, Hippocrates theorized that humans yawn to get rid of bad air and increase the good air. Not a bad thought, actually. So he believed that we yawn to increase flow of oxygen to the brain. But unfortunately, for Hippocrates, most scientists agree that that idea has not held up under the weight of modern research. For example, you don't yawn more when you exercise than any other time. If yawning existed to increase oxygen flow, you would. Okay, so actually what happens, we've got a couple of theories. So here are the yawning theories. Are you yawning yet? Have you yawned once since I started talking about this? Yawning keeps us awake. 2007 study at the University of Albany in New York found that yawning is meant to keep us awake for a specific purpose. And they said the ancient social adaptation that evolved to help early group of humans stay alert and detect danger. The reason for yawning proposed by these researchers is in sync with those suggested in science. Drowsiness, boredom, or mild psychological stress are some reasons. It also can indicate sexual arousal. If you ever yawn during foreplay, you can now explain to your partner that it's not their fault. Robert Provine, who's a PhD neuroscientist, said yawning is associated with the changing of bodily state. For example, sleeping to waking or waking to sleeping. When you're in the middle of any type of sexual issue with your partner, a yawn can mean another state shift. So no big deal. It cools the brain. Yawning and sinuses exist to cool the brain. University of Maryland and Princeton University did a study together that when the body begins to overheat, yawning actually begins to tone things down. So it's actually a symptom. A lot of times it could be nervous system damage, sleep deprivation, and others. We'll get back into this when we come out of the commercial break. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web as well. If you're looking for a provider in your area, information is there at the website. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. Now, we were talking about yawning and just what it even means. They're saying a couple of reasons. Here's some theories of why we yawn: to get more oxygen to the brain, to keep us awake. It is a big indicator of sexual arousal. It cools the brain, and they say it's also a symptom of sleep deprivation. Excessive yawning is called vasovagal reaction and occurs when the body's trying to send more oxygen into the bloodstream. So yawning shows empathy as well. If you yawn when a friend yawns but don't flinch when you see a stranger yawning, you might want to thank your brain's capacity for affection. A new Italian study connects yawning with empathy. Researchers at the University of Pisa, that would be the Leaning Tower of Pisa, found that people are more likely to yawn in response to a yawn if they feel close to the original yawner. So Elizabeth Pelagi, who's a PhD, wrote the relationship between the two people was the strongest factor whether a yawn spread from one person to another. So they're saying now it's a form of social bonding and, of course, emotional contagion, or it's contagious, seems to be a primal instinct that binds us together. And, of course, yawning may be a part of that. Interesting. Yawning happens every time. You get around somebody, yawn, it just happens. It's pretty interesting. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. You can also shoot me an email. Go to the website, asusshow.com, send me an email, and we'll make it part of the show. Chuck, you're next with us. How can I help, my friend?
Yes, sir. What can you do about Peyronie's disease?
Bit of a challenge, that is for sure. Peyronie's disease is, of course, quite a big deal. Have you been to your doctor several times? I guess you have.
Yeah, not active, haven't been active in years. It just showed up.
Yeah, I would get with your urologist, and you know, you'd probably go to your family doctor first and then get with the urologist, and they can actually lay out some of the options. You know, Peyronie's disease is a challenge for sure, but overall there are a few things you can do with it, but it just depends on the severity of it, and they'll have to get with you and get some options. But as far as like something natural, can you do any kind of wonder supplement or something? Not really. It's more the medical approach that's going to be the most help when you're dealing with a Peyronie's disease, because it is a challenge, my friend. I know that. It can be for sure. A lot of people call on the show, get a lot of emails about it, too. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. Now, our food for the day is spinach, one of my favorites. And I love it. It's one of the things, spinach and kale both. I just want to talk about it for just a minute because they are superfoods. And you know, with superfoods like these, the darker the green, you're going to get plenty of iron, which is going to help increase oxygen in the blood. A lot of people think that, of course, you get all your iron from things like red meat. But believe it or not, spinach is loaded with phytonutrients, and it's loaded with iron. But also, it's got an amazing amount of calcium in it, too. Do you know that just one large cup of spinach is about three times the amount of calcium that you would get in like a glass of milk? So our greens that we don't really get, 1.5 Americans eat vegetables every day. That's staggering. So by getting enough greens in our diet, you can mix it in with a smoothie. That's what I do a lot. Blend it up into green water and make sure you get the greens. It makes the body more alkaline. The more alkaline you can make the body, the better. The more efficient it will be and the more effective it will be. So I'm going to encourage you to go that direction. The greens are key. So spinach is one of my favorite. I mean, literally, I use it in just about everything. I eat my salads with it. But it's got a lot of fiber in it as well. And fiber tends to be, obviously, one of those pieces that we really lack. 40 grams a day are pretty much the norm that you want to shoot for. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to Rick. Hi, Rick.
Got gastritis going on, and I think now it's got to be that. Sinuses together with almost symptoms of Meniere's, the way that that works, and just pressure in my ear. But I think that that's going to probably boil down to some kind of food allergy. And I just would like to see, you know, what I could do to kind of eliminate and figure out what's going on.
Well, if you're going to do the food elimination, that's a smart way to go. You want to cut out the foods, obviously, that create the most inflammation in the body. Gluten-based foods, all your breads, pastas, cereal, crackers, your flour-based foods. Cutting those out makes a big difference. And then also your dairy products, especially the pasteurized cow's milk dairy. Not that it's a bad thing, but a lot of times people can have sensitivities to it, and it's good to eliminate it for a period of time and see how your body responds. So by cutting those two out, it can make a big, big difference. So those are a couple of things that I would look into. But yeah, one of the things I really like about elimination diet is you notice real quick. I mean, it is, you know, right on time as far as figuring out if you've got some major issue or not, or if you've got digestive issues and the kind of the gurgling and the indigestion, all of that goes away. Yeah, that makes a big difference. Big, big difference. So, you know, I would just eliminate the foods. Get a physician to work with you, by the way, or a dietitian, someone that can kind of guide you in that process, because you definitely want to have someone that can kind of keep records of it, ask you the right kind of questions. You can kind of keep everything in line. It makes a big, big difference. All right. Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.